Very good morning to you. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our radio broadcast this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener. Also, please check out our website, www.churchofchristinharrodsburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Again, we want to remind you of the change that we are making in January of 2013. We are going to begin to answer your questions on this radio program. It's going to be a question and answer program where we answer written questions that are sent to us at the time each Sunday morning. If you have questions, please send them to the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, 232 South College Street, Harrodsburg, Kentucky, 40330. Please send us those questions and we'll begin to answer them in the first Sunday in January. Christ was the Son of God, with all the qualities and powers that deity has. He was eternal, all-knowing, all-powerful, omnipresent, a part of His characteristics. Read the passages. In John 13:11, He knew who would betray Him. In Matthew 12:25, He knew their thoughts. In John 10:14, we're told that He knows His sheep. And in Luke chapter 5, verse 22, we're again told He knew their hearts. Yes, one could read all these passages and conclude that God's Son knows all things. Yet, is this a true statement? We do not want to suggest that God has limits or try to limit His power. That can't be done. Still, there are some things that Christ chooses not to know. Is this a paradox? Contradiction? I believe we can reconcile both of these statements. Because of His character and His person, there are some things He does not know. Let me define our subject to know. It means to have understanding of, to have experience of, to recognize the nature of. So let me give you some things that Christ does not know. First of, Christ knew no sin. In 2 Corinthians 5:21 it says He became sin for us. In Hebrews 4 verse 15 it says He was tempted in all ways like as we are, yet without sin. He had no sin. His sacrifice was a pure, spotless, without blemish. No sin. No evil. Christ lived a perfect example before us on earth. He knows the effect and the tragedy of sin, but He did not experience sin, for He committed no sin. Therefore, Christ knew no sin. Number two, Christ does not know when He is coming again. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, He told the disciples that He would come again, but He did not tell them when. In John 14, verse 1, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." In Acts chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, we're told that He will come in like manner in the way that He appeared. We also are told that He will come with the angels at the sound of the last great trump. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 16. Yes, for a certainty He is coming again. But when? Many have tried to predict His coming and have all failed. Why? Because no one knows. 2 Peter 3:10 says He'll come as a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians 5:2 confirms that. According to Matthew 24:25, there will be no signs of the second coming. He does not know, according to verse 36 of the 24th chapter, and also Mark 13:32. God knows, His Father knows, but He does not know. Yes, He knows He's coming back. Yes, He knows He's coming to judge. Yes, He's coming to redeem His own. But He does not know when. The Father determines that. Number three, Christ does not know a person that He did not die for. In Hebrews 2, verse 9, He tasted death for every man. He loved the world that He gave His life, according to John 3:16. Christ died for all men. Those who lived before He came, those who lived while He was here, and all those who lived afterwards, Christ died for them all. The blood goes backwards and it goes forward. Yet this truth cannot be denied. But this does not mean all will be saved. Only those that obey. Hebrews 5 verse 9. Matthew 7 21. Luke chapter 6 verse 46. We must be obedient and faithful. Race, color, sex, position in life, or age means nothing to God. He loves all men. Whatever one has done, Christ can forgive. His blood can cleanse all who will come to Him. Prejudice does not enter His mind, Romans 2 and verse 11. And there's not a person anywhere that He has not died for. If there is a person that He did not die for, Christ knows nothing about it. Number 4, and very important because many people believe this. If Christ is coming back to set up an earthly kingdom, He does not know it. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, we're told that the kingdom would come in the fourth world empire. We're told in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2 through 3, that all nations would flow into it. In prophecy in Daniel 7, verse 13 and 14, we're told that He received the kingdom when He went back to His Father and offered the blood that He gave upon the cross. Please read Daniel 7, 13 and 14, Hebrews 9, 23 through 28. He promised to build His church, Matthew 16, verse 18. He's sitting at the right hand of God, Acts chapter 2, verse 32 through 36. And the Apostle John said he was part of the kingdom in Revelation 1, verse 9. In Colossians 1, verse 13, Paul said that we've been translated into it. And Jesus Himself said that His kingdom was not on earth, John 18, 36. And it will be given back to the Father in 1 Corinthians 15, 24. You can't give something back to the Father that's not yet in existence. According to the prophets, it would come in the days of the Roman Empire. And all these things and these passages that we just stated tells us that the kingdom is something that has already come. And yet the majority of the world believes the kingdom will be established at the second coming of Christ. Such thinking is fantasy. The Bible says it is already here. We're part of it. He's the head of it, and He will give it back to the Father in the end. If there is an earthly kingdom to be established in Jerusalem, with Him sitting on the throne of David in the city of Jerusalem, the Lord knows nothing about it. Number 5, Christ knows no other name by which man can be saved. According to Acts chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, there is no other name given under heaven by which we can be saved. The things that are written in the book are written that we might believe, and that believing we might have life in His name, John 20, verse 30 and 31. If man can be saved through other men, the Lord knows nothing about it. Christ is a common thread between the Testaments, the key to all of God's plan. John Wesley, John Calvin, Martin Luther, Joseph Smith, any Pope, Muhammad, none can save men except Jesus Christ. If man can be saved through someone other than the Son, he knows nothing about it. Christ knows nothing about establishing any other church other than His own. Join the church of your choice. One church is as good as another. We're all worshiping the same God, heading for the same place. Catchy little phrases, only one problem, not biblical. These terms Christ knows nothing about. According to Him, He built one church. Read Matthew 16, 18. I will build My church. He died to purchase His church. Acts 20, verse 28. He is the head of His church. One body. Ephesians 4, verse 4. He added men to the church. Singular. Acts 2, 47. If Christ has more than one church, it's news to Him. He knows nothing about it. Number 7. He knows of no other head of the church other than Him. He's the head of the church according to Ephesians 1, 19 through 23. In all things He has the preeminence, Colossians 1, verse 18. He's the Savior of one body, Ephesians 5, 23 and 24. He has all power in heaven and earth, Matthew 28, verse 18. The church has only one head. If there are more than one, Christ does not know it. What power is in the church? None. It all resides in the Son. God has no spokesperson on earth, no council, no synod, no general assembly, no delegated authority. All authority resides in Him. If there is another head of the church, If there is another place of authority, he does not know what that is. Last, he does not know how to overlook sin. God has ordained a day when he will judge the world by the righteousness that was established in his Son. Acts 17:30-31. If God is a just being, and he is, and if he has given a penalty for those who disobey his will, and he has, what will be done when he comes again? God is perfectly just. This in itself commands that punishment be given to the disobedient and the ungodly. If Christ overlooked the transgressions, could he still be called just? Absolutely not. Christ's character of justice demands retribution for those who are guilty of sin. If God's going to overlook one sin, he knows nothing about it. Last but not least, he knows of no other way to come to him, to the Father, except through him. No man cometh to the Father except through me. John 14:6. He's the one mediator between God and man. 1 Timothy 2:5. If there is another avenue to get to the Father by bypassing the Son, he knows nothing about it. Can one reach God without the Son? No. If so, the Son knows nothing of this alternate plan. If one seeks to gain access to the Father, he will of necessity go through the Son. No priest, no mental man, no council, no synod, no group of churches, no group of men. It can only be done through the Son. If it can be done in another way, Christ knows nothing about it. Are there some things which Christ does not know? The only plan that can save man is the gospel. He must render obedience to that gospel in order to be one of his. What does all these things have in common? Christ does not know them because they are contrary to his Father's will. They are not in accordance with his will. Since they are not in accordance with his will, he does not know them. Why? Because he knows no sin. And things that are contrary to God's will are sinful. Therefore, he does not know them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know the majority of the religious world denies many of the things that we just talked about. They deny that the kingdom is here. They deny that God will overlook some sin. They deny that there is a way to come to him except through the Son. Men can deny. They can reject, they can disbelieve, they can do whatever they want. But dear listener, God knows none of these things. Not because he can't, not because we are limiting his power, he does not know them because they are not part of his holy and divine will. God's will he knows. The book that he left us has his will revealed to us. The mind of God was revealed by the Holy Spirit. And everything that God knows and everything he wanted us to know is in that will. Anything outside of that book is not in accordance to his will, not part of his divine plan, not a part of what he gave man to know. And anything outside of that, the Lord knows nothing about. What about you, dear listener? What do you know? Do you know God's will, or are you knowing the will of men?